Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited. How are you, Angela?
I'm okay. I'm doing good. Glad to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be on your show, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
You're more than welcome. You are more than welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's. Your company, Birthday Card Studios, has been in business how long?
Well, I've been making cards for over 17 years for family and friends. I've gone through a lot of failures, and so I now have pretty much relaunched and restarted for my last time, and I think that I have the formula of success.
Oh, that is great. That
mm-hmm.
is great. It's always I'm always glad to interview people who are on the rise.
Okay. All right.
Why did you decide to start your own greetings card company?
Well, it wasn't something that I just, you know, just said that I was just going to do. I just happened to be unemployed in 1998. I was just unemployed, and then I had to find something to do. So I came across this a magazine. It was a national wholesale magazine, and inside the magazine, they had these beautiful glass greeting cards that was made from China. And they were only a dollar each, but they were beautiful. And so I ordered like 24 of them, and I was going to go around in the media, you know, community stores and try to sell them for $3, $4, whatever. And when I was in the process of doing that, when I took them out to the stores, they said, "Wow, well, these are beautiful cards." And they said, "But no one's going to buy these here." I said, "Well, why?" They said, "Because, you know, Chinese people don't shop in our hood, in our neighborhood." So I was like, "Well, but they don't have Chinese inscription on it. It was, you know, made in English. But they had these, like, little Asian motifs and stuff on them." And I was like, "Nah, that's okay." And then that's when a light bulb went off in my head, and I said, "Huh, you know, all right, well,
okay.
Greeting cards for, you know, my people." So that's where it all started. You know, and I just, from there, I just started research, and one thing led to another, from one step to the other. And
okay.
That was in 98.
That was in 1998. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What type of cards do you make, and are there any special types of fabrics that you use?
I make the most beautiful fabric greeting cards on the planet. Nobody makes better cards than me when it comes to fabric greeting cards, because I put my soul in it. You know how, you know, all of us would have a mother who would make that Sunday dinner, and
uh-huh.
she would put her
yes.
foot in it. Well,
uh-huh.
all my cards, I put my foot in it.
Okay.
So that what makes my cards different. But for the most part, all the cards that I make them out of fabric. We stitch them. I embroider them, you know, and they pretty much are the same fabrics that you wear. Like the clothes that you wear right now, I can turn that into a card.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's part of my gift. That's what I do. I've been doing it for years. But what I've done for a very long time was I was making cards with a lot of the things or the gifts and ideas that I had instead of what my customers wanted. So I would get a lot of customers who would, you know, say, you know, Babyface, I need you to make a card for me. I know you can make a beautiful one, yada, 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 especially the men. The men, they come last minute and they just throw me money. But, you know, the ladies, always they always want to put in their own words, their own pictures, their own images. So they want to build their own. So
you have customized cards.
Right. So what I had to do was just give them that option, that tool, and that resource to make their, you know, their own, you know, beautiful cards. And so that seems to be the best system. It's a win-win. And that's what I do. So basically what I do is I make, you know, the cards out of fabric. You know, I stitch them. And normally I go by what my clients request.
Okay.
You know.
Are you the only writer for your company?
Well, I've gone through a few people that I have interviewed to try to get them to write like I do, and I haven't been successful. So I've been, for the most part, I've been doing all the writing. But I'm actually trying to get more away from that. Because I've noticed that clients love to put in their own words. You know, they'll let me design it, but they want to use their own words. So I would rather, you know, the client, you know, continue to do it that way. It just seems to work out. It's a little easier for me. They can just pick the fabric, let me know the words that they, you know, want to put in, and I could design it for them. Normally, the way I do it, I like to design the cards by the person's name. And it doesn't matter how long or short the name is, I can pretty much, you know, put a verse together like that. That happens to be my God-given gift.
Okay.
Right.
So your cards can be custom-made to benefit the client.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, you are an entrepreneur. Why do you believe that more people should be entrepreneurs instead of punching a time clock?
I never said that. Who said that?
Okay.
I never said don't have a 9-to-5. You need
that?
To have a 9-to-5.
What is your opinion on that? Does that sound better? How is your opinion on that?
Well, you definitely need a 9-to-5 to eat. There's no question. You know, you got to eat. And, you know, my biggest advice, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship is that entrepreneurship is not made for punks. You know, you have to be willing to go through those days of tornadoes and hurricanes and snowstorms and not have, you know, anything in the bank or not have, you know, all of your resources, you know, in place. Because what happens is those times and periods that you go through and those wrinkles that you have to go through, that helps you to build your character and who you are. And you would never really get a full sense of what true success is until you go through those storms. So, you know, to answer your question, you know, to have a 9-to-5 is imperative. You know, it's certainly imperative because when you're starting, when you're a true entrepreneur, you're building something from nothing. You're starting from scratch. And when your family doesn't believe you, when your spouse doesn't believe you, when people who are close by you don't believe in your idea, you have to take it by, you have to take the bull by the horns, and you have to make some sense of it. And the way that you do that is, first, not only by walking in faith, but you have to put yourself in a position to build yourself up, together a comprehensive business plan.
Okay.
Because having a business plan is going to take you through every single thinking step that you need in order to show you, particularly, that your business is viable.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
A lot of people go through ideas, and they don't have that business plan, that comprehensive business plan, you know, to work from. So that's why they end up running around in circles. So, you know, on one end, you know, to have a 9-to-5 is a great thing because you have to, you know, maintain yourself, but also take up a lot of your time with entrepreneurship. So you, there's a very critical balance that you have to work with. That's what I believe. That's my theory.
Okay, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had advertised that we're going to talk a little bit about entrepreneurship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also about your business.
Right.
In your opinion, with the workforce being as competitive as it is,
mm-hmm.
and with people pinching pennies, some people are pinching pennies and trying to hold on tightly to what they have. In your opinion, would 2013 be a good time to start a business, in your opinion?
2013, a good time to start a business? I personally think that it doesn't matter the year and it doesn't matter the time. What matters is you have to feel what is right for you. Because no matter how bad the economy is, no matter how good the economy is, everyone has different gifts that they can offer. So you have to be in a position, first of all, you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, it's not going to go anywhere. And, so I don't personally think that it really matters to me. Because I've started making cards in 1998, and now we're in 2013. I've seen successes, and I've seen failures, you know. And the same product that I made in 1998 is the same product that I make in 2013, just different materials, different fabrics, different people, you know, that I offer. So that's pretty much where I stand on that question.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Currently, can your greeting cards be ordered in other countries or only in the United States of America?
Well, right now, just in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm focusing on that because what I would like to do is the growth part of it to take it internationally, you know, because this is not about me. It's about a team effort, and it takes the right team in order to get all those things done, you know, at that level, at that stage. So
you're building a team. You have a team. Okay.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay.
Any successful business has a team.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the outside selection of cards to choose from, or are all of them custom made?
They're all custom made.
Okay.
All the cards are custom made. Mhm.
Okay. You must be giving the other card companies a run for their money.
The funny thing is I'm so comfortable with myself that I reach out to, people in my same industry that's trying to do the same thing, trying to make greeting cards. I've been associated with trade shows where, as a matter of fact, there was an event in Atlanta, a Black Enterprise event that I was in, and I happened to be one of the people who went up on a stage and had made, because they had a little contest, went up on a stage and had introduced, you know, what we do to the audience. And then when I came down off the stage, there were about three people who came up to me and felt like I was their mentor, and they wanted me to talk to them about how to get into the greeting card business and so forth and so on. And, you know, I helped them as much as I could. You know, because my gift that I have is my gift. It doesn't matter even what industry I'm in, you know. And if I really believe in myself, I shouldn't really worry too much.
No, I'm not talking about, you might have missed it. I'm saying that you are personally, your company is probably giving the other greeting card companies a run for their money.
Oh,
that's what I was saying.
I mean, they could look at it like that. they could look at it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the only greeting card company that customizes the cards to the client's taste? Are you the only one that does that? Are there others?
Well, no. There's like the competition in the greeting card industry is so big. You know, there's so many people. You know, and so, you know, no, I'm not the only one who even makes beautiful cards, but I'm the only one who makes the cards out of 100% fabrics, both in and out. And
yeah, that's okay, you answered it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
What is the main strategy to being an entrepreneur for you? What is your main strategy? I mean, you said you've been in it since 1998. What is the main strategy that has brought you to the point where you are at now?
Perseverance and patience.
Perseverance and patience. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I think perseverance and patience is, you know, just a very big part of every walk that you have to take in entrepreneurship. You know, it's not easy. Entrepreneurship is not for punks.
No, it isn't.
No.
Not for punks.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, we have on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight, Mr. George Nelson, a.k.a. Babyface. He is
Everyone calls me Babyface, Angela.
Huh?
I said everyone calls me Babyface. It's okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. He has the company Birth Card Studios, and we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk some more with Babyface.
Okay.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
The economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we're back from the break. We have with us Mr. George Nelson, our AKA Babyface. He is the CEO of Birth Card Studios.
Birthday Card Studios.
Birthday Card Studios. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You made not exactly a card, but you sent me something on Facebook with my name. You remember doing that?
Right.
A for this, I thought
yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Well, thank you. That's
yeah.
My gift. That's what I do.
Yeah, you used my name. It had my beginning letter of each name, and beside it, it had a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An acronym for every name. That's my gift. I've been doing that for so long now. It just comes to me like, you know, rappers write a quick rap, you know, or say a quick rhyme off the top of their head, like, you know, the ad lib. That's what I do. Instead of doing rap, I do, you know, names, you know. So.
It was beautiful. You're very good.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so much.
You.
I humbly receive that. It's God, gift, and gift.
You sell all types of cars, right? Including those for special occasions. Cars,
well, what
like
I do is actually
weddings and.
Well, when we say sell cards, I don't sell cards. What I actually do is I build relationships.
Oh.
My cards build relationships. I've had my cards get people married, engaged. There are a number of little kids running around because of my cards. My cards are like the Luther Vandross of cards.
Okay.
Right.
That's great.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, and I say that humbly because what I'm saying to you is what my clientele has responded to me as.
Okay.
You know, when I have a client come to me and tell me, "Oh my God, look, my ring." I says, "What's that?" "Oh my, that's my engagement ring. When I gave him that card, he gave my engagement ring. He said, 'Oh my God, it's the most beautiful card. Oh my God.'" I mean,
okay.
It was just story after story, you know. So, you know, that's a God gift.
That's a God-given gift. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. So where do you see your company within the next 5 years?
The next 5 years, my card company will be a national franchise across the United States in shopping malls. That's where my goal is in the next 5 years. And that is not only obtainable, but I've been having a number of shopping malls, a couple from California and from one or two other states that's been interested in for me opening up a store. And so, you know, that's where I'm going to go.
All right. So, can I say they heard it first on Showtop with Angela Butler?
absolutely. Yes, you can have that credit. You can have that credit, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What is the main key to being a successful entrepreneur?
Doing what you love. You have to love what you do, not what people tell you to do, how to do it, when to do it. You have to do what you love because it's all about being free. And once you find out what you love to do, put yourself in a position to serve others because it's never about you. It's always about other people. And in the opposite way of a person that goes to work for a 9-to-5, you not only have one boss, you have many bosses when it comes to entrepreneurship. Not only many bosses as your customers, but if you have a corporation that you have to satisfy your shareholders and you have to satisfy your suppliers and your vendors, and it's almost like being a politician. And it does not take, you know, it doesn't take someone who wants to do it quick, fast, in a hurry. Because quick, fast, in a hurry, most times you're going to make a lot of mistakes. But when you do make those mistakes, make sure you learn from them.
Yes, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
So the cards are made out of fabric, inside and out, you said. Am I correct?
No, absolutely. I don't use regular paper. I don't do the regular paper thing. I used to. That's how I started. I actually started making paper cards, and I had a little artist draw up some renderings for me. And then I used to go out on the trains in New York City, and I used to sell them. And I remember my first day I went out to sell my cards, I sold them for $1.75. I sold about 25 of them. I came back home, and I said, "I sold 25 cards. Hooray!" You couldn't tell me anything back then. I mean, it was big time for me.
Okay. Right.
I mean, just for your custom, just for people to give you that business and show an appreciation for what you was doing, that was big for me. That was bigger. That was even bigger than the money.
Oh, okay.
So you have to, you know, love what you do because, you know, you're going to go through it. And if you don't want to go through it, don't do it. Just work a 9-to-5. 9-to-5 is easier.
So you talked about you talked about your company and everything. So you're planning on being all across the United States. Am I correct?
That is in plans. Yeah.
5 years.
Mhm.
Within 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about 2016?
Is there any fabric that you don't use?
Well, I try to stay away from they're very soft fabrics, like linen and 100% silk, because they're just a pain in the neck to work with. But for the most part, everything else is pretty much, easy to work with.
So do you hand stitch?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just curious. Do the people you work with hand stitch?
Yes. Well, I mean, I sew all my cards.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
What can we expect from you and your company in the future? Is there anything else you have planned that you'd like to reveal, or is it a secret?
Well, you know, I'm the next hallmark, you know, and so I can say that. I'm the next hallmark.
Okay. I wanted to admit it, but...
I realize that, and sometimes, you know, you have to pick where your direction is so some people have clarity. I've just been, destined to do that.
Okay, next hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with confidence. It brings success.
Mm-hmm.
So if my listeners and I want to go, want a customized cards made, how would we contact you?
Go to my website. You know, my website is www.birthdaycardstudio.com. And it's very easy. You just select the fabrics. It's, you know, shop by fabric, select the fabric, enter the occasion, the person's name, you know, and then just tell me about the person, you know. Could be three words. I normally, if you want me to do it, you just describe that person in three words, and I can do everything else.
Okay.
You know, but if you want to use all of your own words, just put in all of your own words. You know, I don't mind. It doesn't make me any difference. All I care about is that you take that card and you share that card with someone you truly love. Don't just do it just to do it. Because I tell you right now, if you have sisters or brothers, and if you give a card, if you give one of my cards to somebody at that dinner table and you have not shared or have not given any of your other, you know, family members any of my cards, it's going to cause a problem.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm telling
you, it's going to cause a problem. I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there.
All right. So your company, you've been doing, you've been making cards since 1998.
Yeah.
So, and you have help, of course, by now. You're not doing it alone. And, of course, you've already said what I was going to do, Nick Hallmark. You know, and you're probably giving the other card companies really a run for their money by now.
And I'm not really trying to. Basically,
no, you're not trying.
I'm just
doing
something
so unique.
Yeah.
And different to.
Well, because
you
know what drives me.
What?
Okay. The reason what really drives me is my people. Okay, we are beautiful people, and we deserve beautiful cards. Okay. So I know when I go to a card shop, you know, I don't get a card, just any old card. And even back in the day when I was making paper cards, I wouldn't even buy a paper card because to me, the cards that were in this, that was in the paper cards that were actually in the stores, just wasn't worth the person I was giving it to. It was actually not good enough. So what drives me is to make the absolute best card for someone who is special in my life or, you know, in my client's life. So that's why I go out of my way.
Okay. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being the best at what you do.
No. Yeah.
Okay. You have a website, you say. Would you like to give the name of the website?
Oh, I thought I did already.
No.
Okay. Birthdaycardstudio.com.
Oh, that's simple. Birthdaycardstudios.com. Listeners, you heard that.
That's
now,
it. Well, not even .com. You can put in Birthday Card Studios right there on Google.
Yeah. Now, listeners, you heard him. You heard him say where you could go to get the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes those cards, along with some roses, would do the trick, man. So I'm just telling you, he has some beautiful cards.
Well, Mother's Day is coming up. Mother's Day is big business. You is huge.
Yeah, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, things like that.
Yeah.
You know,
Father's Day is big business, graduation. Big business.
Have
matter
something.
Of fact, in these next couple of months, I'm going to be, this is my second quarter is my largest, is my biggest quarter throughout the entire year. So if they're looking to do a Mother's Day card, don't wait last minute. You know, even like even close to like 30 days prior to Mother's Day, I can be extremely busy because most of my clients would put in an order for their mother, their grandmother, their sister, their daughter. So my Mother's Day business could be about 4 to 5 cards average for every order. So it's not unlikely for me to be backed up by 30 days prior to Mother's Day.
Oh, goodness.
It's a big deal.
So can I ask you a question? How long does it take you to make the cards?
On average, on average, it takes me about an hour to make a card. I could do about 100 cards a day. Me by myself, I can do about 100 cards a day. And so when I have part-time help, I can push about anywhere from three to maybe a little over 400 a day.
That's pretty good. That's real good.
Yeah,
that's a lot of cards.
Mm-hmm. I love it, though. I love it? Yeah.
Well, you're one of those people who have a career that are fortunate enough to have a career. I've said this a million times to people, but you have a career that you're a success at and that you also like to do.
Like Michael Jordan, right?
Huh?
Like Michael Jordan.
Yes, like Michael Jordan. Just like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to tell my listeners that hasn't, you know, been brought out in the interview?
Just in terms of entrepreneurship, keep your head up. Always remember, I said this, entrepreneurship is not made for punks, and don't give up. No matter where you are, what you're thinking, don't give up. There's an answer to everything. Sometimes you may not see where your answer is right away, but just, you know, take a break, take a moment, pull back, think it over. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose money, okay? And you're going to make money. Money's going to come and money's going to go. But what is the most important thing is that you build something so powerful and so strong enough that the system that you've created can create jobs and opportunities for others to be able to benefit from. Because as entrepreneur, you are the one that everybody looks up to as a leader in order to get it done. So you have to think differently out of the box. But you're not just thinking for yourself, you're thinking for everybody else. So don't give up because there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. I have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take any type of classes, anything, to learn to do this? Or is it just something you thought of? I know it sounds a bit redundant, but any classes, anything? It's just something. I know you said something about China, but... Is this something you thought of yourself?
Well, well, 80% of my, 80% of everything that I've learned was through hard knocks and failure.
Hard knocks and failure, okay.
20% I've attended some, entrepreneur workshop classes. You know, to build a business plan and talk about marketing and stuff like that. But that was only 20%. So, but everything else was, strictly failure. You know, learn from my mistakes. I've learned what not to do wrong anymore.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. I didn't have hardly any callers, but I know there are probably people listening.
Okay.
So if any of you have any questions, I guess they could go to your website.
They can go to my website, or they can call the studio. The number, can I put the number out there?
If you feel comfortable doing it.
Sure. 678-632-1565.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Okay.
Appreciate it. And I know that your business is going to go far, and I really mean that. It's already going far, but it more than likely it'll go even further.
Because
you have something very unique, and I had never heard of that before. You know, like you said, you're the only ones that make the cloth cards inside and out with cloth. So that's very unique.
Thank you.
Very unique.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, you know, thank you so much for the opportunity of sharing, and I really appreciate the platform that you've created. I'm humbly receiving.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you coming on the show. I really do. All right. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Good night.
And we'll talk.
All right. Good talking to you.
Okay.
All right, listeners, we've had on the show tonight Mr. George Nesslin, a.k.a. Babyface. He says that's what everybody calls him. He is the CEO of Birthday Card Studios, and he gave out his information about where you could go to buy his cards. I sample his. I guess you could, you know, look. I guess you can look on the website and see, you know, what type of designs he's had and things like that. It's very unique. It's very unique, and like you said, it's the only one that does that. So if you want to give a special gift to someone or a special card to someone, Birthday Card Studios is the people to contact. All right, listeners, I thank you for listening to the show. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela, and I really appreciate the listeners. Thank you very much. Bye.